Blog Talk Radio.
It's Kristen Cruz on another Mommy Monday. Welcome into Mom Angelus Radio. Thanks so much for listening on MomAngelus.com or on Blog Talk Radio. If you found us on iTunes, thanks so much for supporting moms working from home and working on this day off. It's Monday, Columbus Day. I hope you got to take the day off. If you did and your kids did, well, bonus, right? Everybody got to stay home another day. I know, right? It's fun, but it makes for a long weekend in both a good and a long way, if you know what I'm saying. Moms get it. We're just starting off with little Lean on Me. Peace is the Mission is the name of this album, which I just absolutely love. And, you know, we're talking about pieces of cake, actually, on tonight's show. This weekend is the Cake Expo that I have been so excited for. I've been doing my cardio and saving my calories for this. There are samples, there are goodies, there are classes, lessons, meet and greets, and there's a kids area. I mean, I'm going to tell you all about it because I've got my special guest on with me. Gemma Touchstone is the founder and the host of this weekend's fabulous, most sought after, coolest party to be at, and it's all about party style too. Gemma's on the phone. Good evening. How are you, honey?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. It's so good to talk to you.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you too. There might be a little delay, but we can hear you just fine. Now, this weekend is a pretty big deal. You have a lot going on, and whenever there's a big event like this, and you know we've had lots of moms on my shows talking about big events that they're throwing, and it's like planning your wedding or giving birth to a kid. I mean, seriously, it's like that crazy, right?
This is super exciting, I think, because we have so many like amazing people involved, and it's totally family friendly. So we have like all kinds of fun things. I'm totally excited to see like how it all pans out and how everybody
likes it. It's
gonna be
great. And don't worry about a thing. Have a sip of wine. Don't worry. I know. Get your mom goblet out.
Yeah, right.
That's your so sippy funny. Cup. Yeah. No, it's true. Everything is going to be fine. You're the party style guru. You know what you're doing. You know Gemma from Party Style Magazine. You know her from her website by her own name, GemmaTouchstone.com. The Cake Expo is this weekend. So here's the thing. We're going to tell you all about it. Right now, if you just hear cake and you know we're cool chicks and you want to be there, then click the link that is right here in the post description on the blog and get your tickets to get in there so you can be at the Cake Expo. And also just type in the Cake Expo on Facebook and it'll take you right to the right page so that you can click and get your tickets. Boom, you're in. So do that now.
Club Mommy tickets for $5.
I love that. And you know they do that for us. They do that for us mommies. Rachel Pitzel, Mommy Life from Club Mommy. She's the best, and she's been on the show probably more than anybody. I think she's like my most frequent, like Saturday Night Live, you know, Alec Baldwin has hosted it the most times. Well, I think Rachel Pitzel has been on my show like the most times of all of us girlfriends. Yeah, she's fantastic. So
she's
get those $5 tickets. She's in the know, and everybody knows her. So get your $5 tickets now. That's a special mommy offer, and it is Mommy Monday, so treat yourself. Okay, so listen, we want to tell you all about this amazing event. It's always all about things happening in SoCal, SoCal moms, you know, and SoCal events, making it happen for us. But what I want you to do is get to know Gemma because, you know, it's not always that you get to talk face-to-face on this level with the person behind the brand or the, you know, the host behind the big event. And this is kind of our chit-chat moment to just chill out with each other as girlfriends and really get to know each other. And I think that's one of the most fun things about the show. So, Gemma, you've done so much. You've got books published. You've got some on the shelves right now you can get at Target. You've got all of these things happening. You are living the dream. People look at Gemma's blog and they're like, what an awesome life. But you have not always been, you know, it's not always been this easy. It's not always been this lovely looking. You've had your hard times too. You went through a lot to get here. Can you just give us a quick glimpse into your story?
Into me? Well, I think my main motivation was I'm a single mom. I have two kids. My husband passed away 6 years ago. So that was kind of like my motivation to step out, kind of like, you know, support the family, like get going. And then it was definitely hard for a long time. And now my kids are actually older. So they're 13 and 15. We're totally hitting the teen years. And that is not a walk in the park for anybody with teenagers.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're obviously amazing. They're obviously amazing kids. And so we work hard. I think I just always, for me, I just like pretty things, right? So blogging and doing things and decorating and anything like that, not only does it kind of like, it's like an escape from reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you can make a living making pretty things for people, then it's really motivational, actually.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's just, you know, you just create a beautiful life, like wherever you're at. You know, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you can pretty much decide what you want to do and just, like, go for it. I think, like, I do a lot of consulting with different women from all over that have, like, different dreams, different things they want to accomplish. And the thing is, it doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, how much money you have. It's totally possible to create something out of nothing, you know. So you just have to, like, keep pushing and don't give up. But, you know, some days are easy, some days aren't easy. It all looks glamorous on Facebook, but but it takes a lot of work to get, you know, anything done. But it's definitely worth it in the end. You know, I think for me, being a good example for my kids is, like, the number one thing, just, like, overcoming obstacles and showing them that you can pretty much, you know, you can overcome anything. It's really a mindset, like, of wherever you are.
You know, you're a real inspiration. No, yeah, you're a real inspiration, Gemma, and I want people to get to know you. GemmaTouchstone.com, you can find out more. Now, she's like overcome, she's built a beautiful life, and it's all about, you know, I mean, like you said, if you can make beautiful things for other people and you get to see how much happiness you can bring to them, it fills you up with happiness. It takes you out of wherever you are. I mean, if you think about those times that you've given back or you've really engulfed yourself in having to help someone else, maybe it was their crisis, you automatically see, you can't help but to be lifted out of any of your crap. Sorry, I can say crap because it's a podcast. So that's different than being on Coast. So you can say that, but you all automatically are lifted out of it, and you get perspective. And that's a really cool,
like,
amazing thing.
It's like it's always easy to clean someone else's house than your own. Like, you always feel better, like, helping somebody else. Like, I think I've always said that. I'm like, I think it's actually more fun to love someone else than to be loved. Like, I think you actually enjoy loving more than being loved. Of course, it's, you know, both ways. But it's like, it kind of, like, just helps. Like, whenever you do any kind of, like, charity work or you do anything for anybody, it actually just, like, makes you feel better about whatever you have going on. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, I think it's pretty much the same for everyone.
I think that you are a giver. And you are a good person. No, I agree with you. I feel the same way, absolutely. And, you know, to our kids, to everybody else, listen, you give. And because you're a mom, and we are all in that position. So what I want you to do this weekend is give to yourself. Go to this cool cake expo. If you go to cake-expo.com, I believe is that what takes you right to the site? Okay. It's a beautiful site. It looks delicious. You want to eat your computer screen. It's just not fair. You're going to walk in this weekend. Your head's going to explode because it's like a living, breathing, smelling delicious Pinterest page come to life, basically.
Everything.
Right? It's just amazing.
Cake displays, cake pops, candied apples, cupcakes. I mean, there's free samples. There's obviously stuff you can buy, too. If you like something, you know, buy it, take it home, think about the holidays. Like, amazing stuff that you haven't tried before. We have, like, a baklava person that does, like, amazing homemade baklava, like, family recipe. I mean, just really cool, like, unusual stuff. Not just, like, cupcakes. There's cupcakes and awesome cupcakes, but just all kinds of awesome, awesome things. And the best bakers that, like, they have in L.A. and Orange County, the best, like, stylists, party stylists, we have a competition. So we have, like, a total cake decorating competition called the Sweetie Awards and a party style competition where there'll be, like, styling dessert tables so you can get great ideas for holidays or your kids or a wedding or a baby shower, like, whatever you have coming up, like, to celebrate. So, and there's other classes you can actually take. We have, like, a couple, like, two-hour classes from, like, the top masters, and, like, our main sponsor is Satin Ice. So they have like two amazing cake decorators coming in and showing you how to make like Po from Kung Fu Panda, because the sequel's coming out in January.
Yay.
So like how to make one for your kid's birthday cake or something. So, and that's free. Like all of the demos on the stage are free every hour. So it's like, it's a really good deal.
It's a really super good deal. The tickets were ridiculously cheap. I actually thought it was a typo in the email when I got it from my producer. I'm like, wait, what? $5, mommy? But I'm like, I'm sorry, what? It's $5 off, right? Like, I couldn't I couldn't wrap my head around it. So it's like, get the deal now.
Tickets already sold, so you're going to want to get there early.
Congratulations! That's awesome!
It's going to be crowded.
Gosh.
For sure. But it'll be worth
I'm so proud of you. It will be worth it. The weather's going to be beautiful this weekend. Get to the OC. Get to Costa Mesa. Hang out with some great... And you're going to run into people you know. You're going to definitely meet people you want to get to know even more. You get to meet Gemma. You can actually meet and greet with her. She's going to have one. She'll sign copies of her book. So, you know, you should definitely have her book. Can we buy your book while we're there? We better be able to.
It's only $20, and I made, like, a special page on my website, so you get $2,500 worth of printables. So, like, invitations, banners, like, all kinds of things. There's a code, you get a card, and there's a code you can, like, log in and print out whatever you want. Like, for Christmas, Thanksgiving, little to-go tags, Christmas tags, banners.
Which website is that on? Tell me right now, because you've got, four of them.
And that's my website I'm super active on, and it's ilovepartystyle.com.
ilovepartystyle.com. Remember it. I'll put it in. I'll put it in the post too. ilovepartystyle.com because I want those. Like the holidays are coming up. We're thinking about teachers' gifts and the family, and I've got guests coming in for Thanksgiving, and I need little things for the place settings and all these things. And they're all these wonderful.
And we're doing
printables.
And then in our booth, in the Party Style booth, we're doing. You know how you boo each other on Halloween.
Yeah.
Like where you leave your neighbor's thing. So we have like a printout kit and you get to make like a banner that says boo with like that you hang on ribbon and the kids or your or even adults can cut it out, have fun. And then you get like a little boo kit for your neighbors because we're like right on top of Halloween. So
oh
that's
my
like a
gosh.
Fun thing to do in front of
them. You know what's
yeah,
really fun? There's so many activities. You know what's really fun about Gemma for me? Sorry, I keep stepping all over you, but it's like we could really just talk like girlfriends all night long about this stuff because Gemma actually loves the holidays as much as I do. Like I've never met, I maybe know one other person who is like so nutso about the holidays. You are the other person. I have my kindred spirit loving the holidays so much.
I love the holidays. Well,
I know,
yeah, that's another escape from reality. You get to decorate. And I think Halloween is so much fun, especially when you have kids, because, like, my kids are getting older. They don't want to trick-or-treat this year, and it's horrible for me. I'm like, okay, so there's no, like, costume shopping. There's no, like, you know, big makeup thing. And I'm like, come on, you guys. And they're like, no. They're just, like, too cool for that this year. And
I'm
so sad.
Well, You're an awesome mom. You have raised a couple of great kids. You've got so much going on. You've overcome. You've gone through so much. I mean, I hope you're working on a book that's about you, because all of her books right now are like party style books and wonderful books that are helping us celebrate. But I also think that you have such a great story to share, and
I've been working on a funny book for like 4 years, and it's called She Didn't As Well Say in Therapy, and I know. I've been working on it forever, but that one is like a more personal book, and it's actually funny because it just seems like no matter how hard you try as a parent, like your kids are still going to end up in therapy.
Yep.
Like, even if it's only the cheese didn't bake cookies.
My friend
everybody tries their best.
Yes. That's the thing. We all try our best, right? We are all trying our best. We're just trying to make everybody happy, and we're trying to give our kids the best life we can give them. Listen, take them this weekend, too. Come down to the Cake Expo. It is going to be so much fun. There's a whole area for the kids to actually get hands-on and be creative as well. So find out more about it, and don't forget, we're talking ilovepartystyle.com for all these free printables. Get your tickets. If you're on Facebook, which, come on, we're all on Facebook, go to the Cake Expo. If you just type in the Cake Expo, it'll take you to the right page, and everybody's kind of talking about it, so you're going to see lots of hashtags and people tagging each other on it because it's coming this weekend, and every mom blogger and foodie that I know is planning on being there. Thousands of tickets have been sold, so get yours now, and I will see you there. And Gemma, you are just a beacon of light. I love you. You shine, and I am so excited and proud of you. This weekend, you're going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah, I can't wait. I just can't wait to see all the people. It's going to be
fun. I know.
Fun.
We all can't wait to see you either, and it's going to be huge. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to see you this weekend, okay? Have a great Mommy Monday.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Gemma Touchstone is, I swear, one of my favorite people, and you know you've got those women in your life that are just an inspiration, whether they're you talk to them every day or you talk to them every few months, and she's definitely one of them. All right, we're going to end it up here with Fight Song because I think that feels kind of motivating. It's a short week, so that means we got to work even harder, right, to get everything done before Friday because you couldn't even make a doctor's appointment today, right? Am I right? You didn't get mail. Then we're going to have this weekend and do something nice for yourself. Hopefully, it's getting a big old piece of cake with me down in Costa Mesa at the Cake Expo. But whatever you do, be kind to yourself. Take a moment and celebrate. Mommy Mondays, I know, is our day to do it, but you can really do it every day. And I hope I get to see you this weekend and we can join up together and say hi and give each other a high five. All right, so more on KristenCruz.me and MomAngelus.com. Thanks again for joining us on Mom Angelus Radio for another Mommy Monday. Let's go rock this week.